And now it's time for...
What the f...
What the f...
What the f... What the f... Oi, okay, all right. What the number one?
Let's go to the Raiders West Tigers match on the weekend, Jimmy. Six again restarts. Canberra Raiders 0, West Tigers 8. What the? Number two.
Yeah, seems a little. Yes, okay, yes.
I know your daughter has had a crack at this. It's impossible to hum while holding your nose. What the?
And my two sons, and they're currently 0-3. So there you go.
While everyone's trying to do that, I'll move on to number three. Rumours that David Koch's Sunrise replacement, Matt Shervington, Australia's third fastest sprinter of all time, did his interview in Budgie Smugglers is incorrect. What's that?
There were no rumours about that. Anyway, number four.
The fastest time to reach 1 million followers on Twitter is 4 hours and 3 minutes and was achieved by the incredibly versatile Olympic champion, Caitlyn Jenner, exactly 8 years ago. What the?
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. I think Caitlyn was on the cover of Wheaties box. Yeah.
Back to the NRL, Jimmy. Number five, Nathan Cleary will take advantage of his time out to have his four wisdom teeth removed. This will mean that the champion halfback will not be as wise without all of his wisdom teeth. What the?
Yeah, not your strongest. Okay, let's finish strong number six.
I quite like that, to be honest. All right, Jimmy. Number six. According to mass mainstream media, Jason Rolls was a done deal to be the new Dragons coach. What the? Just to take a quote from Ricky Stewart, Jimmy, these are the Muppets who pretend they know. Okay. So with a couple of exceptions, the mainstream media were all in for Jason Rolls as being a done deal at the Dragons. Not a maybe or not a likely, but done. One reporter even named Shane Millard as his assistant coach. And by the way, Shane didn't know anything about it. These are the same guys who all had Kyle Flanagan signed with Manly. Question to you, Jimmy. Who are these journalists accountable to? How many incorrect and irresponsible headlines do their owners and editors allow them to make before they are held to account?
It's a very good question. And I'll tell you who else they're accountable to as well, is their readers. So because as soon as you get that wrong, you there's a little bit of trust eroded from your readership point of view as well. If you want to take it to a further step, if you said, right, you got that headline wrong, and remember the sub-editors write the headline, but you got the crux of the story wrong, first offence, $1,800 fine with an early guilty plea. Second offence, sorry, $3,000 fine with an early guilty plea. Third offence means you're going to get incorrect reporting, a grade two incorrect reporting, and sorry, you won't be able to write for 3 weeks.
Jimmy, I'll give credit to you. You held strong for the period, as did Braith and Nasta, let me say. I said to you some 6 weeks ago that I didn't think that there's no way Jason Rolls would go to St George. And I was in your studio last Tuesday, and I doubled down on that last Tuesday and have done almost every day for 6 weeks. And you haven't changed. So you were one of the few that didn't follow everybody and get suckered in. So it's just, if I know that, how come they don't know that? Like, did anybody bother to ask him? You know, I was just blown away with all the headlines that we're getting week after week. It was just crazy. Anyway, let's go to amazing. Sports quote of the week.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Okay, Jimmy, sports quote of the week this week goes to Australia's greatest golfer, in my opinion anyway, Greg Norman, who spent 331 weeks as world number one, who said, I owe a lot to my parents. especially my mother and father.
Thank you, analyst.
That's all I've got, Jimmy. Out. Beep, 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 beep.